Thanks for joining us for this week's Field Talk podcast from the Linder Farm Network. Agriculture is in a constant state of change as economic, political, and social influences evolve. The U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action, or USFRA, is a collaborative organization that contends farmers can be positive agents of change for shaping the future of agriculture. Joining us on this Field Talk podcast is Martin County farmer Rochelle Kruzmark, a USFRA board member and director for the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council. Well, Rochelle, first of all, just tell me a little bit about your operation. I know you've involved in farming for a number of years there in Martin County. Tell me a little bit about your farm.
My husband Brad and I and our oldest son AJ farm here in Martin County. We raise soybeans and corn. We have a cow-calf beef herd. And we custom finished pigs. We also started growing some sweet peas, and we grow cover crops on every acre, just a part of our regenerative, no-till, strip-till farming practices.
You've also been an advocate for agriculture and involved in some different groups. So tell me a little bit about some of your activities in that avenue.
I'm honored to serve on the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council. This is my third term, I guess, on that. I'm active in our local county farm bureau organization and corn soybean growers. I just got off the United Soybean Board. So, yeah, I stay active and try to stay out of trouble.
And one of the groups that you're involved with, Rochelle, through Minnesota Soybean is USFRA, which is the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action. Tell me a little bit about that organization, first of all.
USFRA is really, I think, in a nutshell or in a pod, it's really the premier and progressive organization of agricultural leaders across the entire ag sector. So we take the message outside the traditional ag silo, Dan, and building intentional relationships with folks who have limited access or have never stepped foot on a farm. And one of the really unique things about USFRA is that it's farmer-based. All the executive officers will always be farmers, even though we have over 50 other organizations that have joined us. It always will be farmer-centered.
What are you trying to promote in those connections, with folks that maybe aren't as familiar with agriculture in many ways?
Well, USFRA is the secretariat of a commission called Decade of Ag. It's the first sector-wide movement to align a shared vision of the next decade centered around investing in the next generation of agricultural systems, like restoring the environment, regenerating natural resources, and in doing so, strengthening the social and the economic fabric across America. So the Decade of Ag is really unifying sustainability-focused leaders and organizations to accelerate bold and collaborative action. And that's why it's U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action, because we don't just sit idle. We take charge and we get everybody to collaborate, everybody across the entire ag sector. So our mission statement is a resilient, restorative, economically viable, and climate-smart agricultural system that produces abundant, nutritious food, natural fiber, and clean energy for a sustainable, vibrant, and prosperous America. And to me, that's really a sound basis, for our vision statement. And we take action on that. And we do that by offering the principles of collaboration and leadership, appreciation, ingenuity, stewardship, and evidence-based. So it's all about scientific research instead of just fads.
I know you represent Minnesota soybean on this, but why is it something that you certainly seem to have a passion for?
Dan, I wasn't raised on a farm, but I saw and observed how farmers really cared for the land and cared for their animals, you know, even as a young person growing up in rural Minnesota. And it didn't dawn on me when I was really young, but it certainly didn't take long, you know, as a teenager and through college then, to understand that we're all consumers. And with this growing population, you know, we're going to have to feed several million more people, you know, in the next 20 years. And we really need to do that in a sustainable manner. And by sustainable, you know, we're not just talking about conservation. It has to be economically sustainable. And families and the communities need to thrive. So living here in rural Minnesota and having friends across rural America, we understand the importance of community. And it's not just a way of life, but it really is we can't all live in the city and we can't produce the food in the city. And like I said before, we're all consumers. So we really need to take action and get involved. My parents, they modeled community service to us throughout our whole childhood and even as adults. So I guess I never hesitated to get involved.
Why is it something that checkoff dollars are involved in? What's the motivation and the reason why, you know, you as a council see this as a good fit for what you're trying to accomplish?
USFRA is worthy of our checkoff investment because we need to make sure that farmers are leaders in this movement. Because if we're, you know, it goes back to if you're not at the table, you don't have a voice. And at USFRA, one of the big things is that every farmer, every acre, every voice matters. So if we're not invested in the future of our part of the entire food sector, we're really missing it. So Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council directors really have decided to invest in getting the voice out, in collaborating, and not only collaborating, but recruiting members from the entire food supply sector to get together and find solutions and take action.
Now, you're telling me a little bit before about some, you've got some events coming up or a bigger event coming up this summer. Tell me about that if you would.
We do. So part of the Decade of Ag is an event called Honor the Harvest. And the first one was in 2019 at Chip Bowling's farm in Maryland. And then, of course, COVID hit and we had to go virtual last year. But this summer, in the middle of September, we'll be going to down by Des Moines, Iowa, to go to a farm and have another event. And Honor the Harvest is actually an invitation-only event, getting leaders from just across all kinds of sectors to get together. Because, like I said, we are recruiting people. You know, these are a farmer-based organization that has recruited people from all across the investment and processing sector, everybody involved in agriculture.
And so where can folks go to learn more about what USFRA is about, some of the events, and just to get a better handle on the mission and the efforts that you're out there trying to accomplish?
So there's the website is usfarmersandranchers.org. That's all together, usfarmersandranchers.org. And you can learn a lot. I want to add that in addition to Decade in Ag, U.S. Farmers and Ranchers got together, and I was on this when we first started talking about it probably 3 years ago, the transformative investment in climate smart agriculture. So we did a report, and we got 150 companies compiled to and got, you know, invested in this report. So what this report is, it's the ESG investors. So it's the environmental, social, and governance investors, you know, about sustainable agriculture, merits consideration on par with renewable energy and sustainable forestry. And so the USG investors can actually serve as a catalyst to direct and expand the capital, including sustainable ag, in a really broad portfolio. And the other thing is that the catalytic investments in ag tech and the innovative finance can drive significant climate smart and soil health outcomes. And third, the ESG investors can drive capital flows in ways that help farmers overcome business and livelihood barriers to adopting climate smart farming strategies. So that's another project that we have going. And the last one I'd like to bring up is Ag Mission. Ag Mission is really an unprecedented initiative to reduce greenhouse gases in agriculture, because we have a problem and we need to find a solution. And not that agriculture can be the entire solution, because production agriculture in the United States is responsible for about 10% of the greenhouse gas emissions in our country, and about, I think, 13% across the whole globe. But, you know, we need to do our part. And there's never been a single effort to coordinate this work until now. So USFRA started this Ag Mission, and it's really exciting. It's basically about science and discovery, about knowledge transfer, and how farmers' adoption and global expansion can be part of the solution.
So certainly some very exciting times for agriculture to be involved in, you know, global, you know, social and economic issues.
Oh, absolutely. And we've got the most amazing partners. We're with the World Farming Organization, not just USFRA, but we've joined. So our CEO and a farmer from Nebraska, we're actually, you know, at the talks in Europe last fall and got to present there. So USFRA is making a difference. We're being recognized as a leader in solutions, in defining problems and really finding solutions and getting everybody in the whole sector to collaborate through strategy, right?
Well, collaboration seems to be a key way to get things done, and it sounds like you certainly have a good handle and a good push on making that happen in the agriculture sector.
Yeah, these are really exciting times, and you know, it's, I would say USFRA doesn't simply offer a press release. You know, we have unified leaders across the entire ag industry, and we take action.
Learn more about USFRA at usfarmersandranchers.org. For other podcasts, visit linderfarmnetwork.com, and be sure to stay informed by listening to your local Linder Farm Network affiliate. Thanks for listening.